you don't have any money at all. You say you're not rich, you're
poor or broke.
And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child. What father was rich?
Poor. Oh, next door the child's father was rich?
Or next door was a child. What father was rich?
Well, what, you mean what would you say to that?
Yeah, next door was a child.
Child's father that's rich?
Well, would you say, next door was a child whose father was rich, or that his father was rich, or how would you say that?
No, I'd just say next door is the child's father's rich. That's the way I say it.
And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach
orchard.
And you might ask somebody if that's his orchard, and he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. And he'd point to someone else and say, he's the man
that owns the orchard.
Okay, just a second. And if you leave an apple lying around and it gets all dried out and rotten, you'd say the skin of that dried apple would be all, it'd get wrinkled and smaller and everything. You'd say it was all what?
Wrinkled, I guess. I don't.
Or what does bacon do when you cook it?
Crisp.
And it gets smaller, you say it?
Shrink.
Okay, what about shrivel or swivel?
Swivel would be all right too, I guess.
How would you say that?
Swivel or shrivel.
Okay. And some kind of citrus fruit that grows down in, well, I think in South Louisiana or Florida. It's about the size of an apple.
An orange?
Okay. If you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, say the oranges are
all gone.
Do you ever hear people just say they're all instead of all gone?
Well, I don't know. Well, I'd just say they're all gone, because that would be the answer for that. If it wasn't that, they'd be gone.
And what would you call whiskey that's made illegally?
Moonshine.
Any other name?
Let's see, moonshine, white lightning.
What's the difference?
I don't know now. I don't know a thing about whiskey, not a thing.
What would you call it if it's pretty cheap stuff, pretty dangerous to drink?
Booze? I don't know, honey. I don't.
What about beer that you make at home?
Homebrew.
Okay. And what different kinds of meat do you get from a hog?
Oh, you get lots of different kind of meat from the hog. You get the ham, the bacon, the pork chop, and neck bones and backbone, the feet, the head, the ears. Just lots of things from the hog.
What about the insides?
Oh, that's your chitlins.
What is the chitlins exactly?
Well, the chitlins is just the intestines of the hog. That's exactly what they are.
How do you cook them?
I don't cook them.
You don't eat them at all?
No. We used to clean them when we'd stuff sausage in them. You know, we used to stuff sausage when we made homemade sausage. And it's pretty much of a mess cleaning them, but you can clean them and fix them where you can stuff sausage in them. But I don't never cook no chitlins.
What inside parts of the hog do you eat?
Well, I eat the liver and the heart. Oh, excuse me. That's about all the inside of the hog I eat.
How do you fix it?
Well,
do you need some water?
No, I don't think I'll. Really, you boil it all together, and when I cook that, I make what you call hash. I put the heart and the liver and maybe a few pieces of pork in there, and cook it all till it's real tender, and then hash it up with onions and a little red pepper and you know, and pepper and salt and season it good.
Have you ever heard that called haslet?
Oh yeah, well now I'll tell you what the haslet is. I didn't know what you were trying to ask me. The haslet